Hi, my name's Adam Williams. I'm 24 years old. I just applied to Apple Incorporated. Now, the reason why I thought that this was a great idea is because I've been in the business world for about 6 years now, and I've never really actually sold a tangible item. I've always been into selling services, selling different things for companies to use and utilize to, you know, increase their business profits or have a better communication stream. Now, with selling Apple products, I believe that this task is going to be a little easier, because selling an Apple product is like selling brand new car, the fastest car, the like Ferrari of computers, the sleek physique, the way it looks, the design, it's very elegant, and everybody wants it who sees it. Now, I have looked at numerous amount of articles about, you know, Microsoft and Apple and their market share. Right now, Apple stands at around, you know, at around 10% of the market share for computer technology. Now, the only reason I see Apple growing for the future is because most of these PC users will adapt to Apple products. They'll buy the iPhone, they'll buy the iPod, they'll buy the iPad. Once they have these items, it's almost like hooking them. They try the item. Everybody who touches the iPhone enjoys this device because it does everything. Once they see this technology and once they understand this technology, I believe that these PC users will say, hey, you know, why not, since I like this item, why not experiment and use, you know, MacBook computers or buy an iPad. Now, this is why I want to begin and work for Apple and start to try to sell Apple products. Because I believe that if I can talk to consumers about, you know, who are PC users, about what Apple brings to the table as along to customer satisfaction, business development, how much easier it is to use the PCs, and also the fact that you can use, Microsoft, products, software on Apple computers, which makes a lot of business owners very happy about this. Now, the recent launch earlier this year of the iPad has brought many business owners to the attention that, they can use these streams of products, and it's not such a hard change. Most people don't like change. I feel that here in America we want the bottom line of things. That's why we have seen a large growth in the internet technology field with Macs. Over in Europe, the European market, they're more for a efficient way of doing things. When here, I feel like, the bottom line of things. So to change your whole business and implement Apple products in your business, would people feel like it's more of a headache than an actual use? I've come up with different theories of how to get the everyday business owner to adapt to Apple products. Right now, Apple does offer a service where they can come in weekly and take a course on how to utilize their software. Now, if I'm a business owner and I have 50 computers in my business and they're all PCs and I have an iPad and I'm thrilled with the iPad, and you know, Apple is talking to me about figuring out a way to put Apple computers into, you know, their system, their business. I think that the only thing that the business owner would have a problem with is switching over, having to teach everybody in the business a new computer, a new way of doing things. Now, I wondered if Apple could implement the same course idea as how they offer in the retail stores, outside the retail stores, at local businesses, teaching these local businesses on how to operate and utilize their CPU, these CPUs. Now, I feel that, you know, most business executives would feel a little bit more comfortable with going to work and having to utilize all these products in their everyday life if they, you know, were taught on how to use them. And I actually did speak to two business owners. I sought out just to go downstairs. I went to a Metro PCS and asked what type of computer or computer systems they use. They use PCs, and I talked to them. I told them that I was applying to a position here at the Apple store, on South Beach, and that I was, you know, trying to get into their business department, and asked them why they wouldn't change from PCs to Apple. And the answer that I got from both of these business owners was that they didn't know how to use Apple computers. Now, if Apple can solve this problem on how these business executives and business owners, if we taught them how to actually use the products, the Apple computer products, then I feel the market share for 2011, for 2012, for 2013 would continue to skyrocket. It'd be a total shift from PCs to Apple. I'm not saying this is definite. I'm just saying I hope basically one day that I could be a part of it, and one day I could express these ideas to Apple. Maybe even head up a class one day. I don't know. Now, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about who I am. My name's Adon Williams. I grew up in Princeton, New Jersey. My mom has owned a marketing and advertising company ever since I was a little boy, and I've always been interested in, you know, what she's doing, what she's working on, and if there's any way I could help. I always wanted to help. That's what I like to do. I like to solve problems. Now, over the years, I thought about, you know, being unique and what businesses would like to see. So I decided to study abroad. Not just study abroad for a short temporary period. I chose to go to school in Brussels, Belgium. This opportunity has gave me the network, an international network that I can utilize to my advantage. I learned French for 2 years. I don't speak fluently, but the more and more I use this language, the more and more I begin to understand it, and the more I remember. I hope to use French living here in Miami, because, you know, Miami is very international, and I feel that Apple is one of the places that draws the attention of the international market. I also want to point out that when I started to apply to Apple, I filled out the online application. Now, I waited a week after I filled out the application online, and I didn't hear anything back. And I thought, you know, how many people during, you know, the recession time are applying to this business and want to work for this business every single day? I decided to walk into Apple stores all around Miami, and I met with a number of managers. Everybody there has been very nice and has taken me in like I almost have the position, which is great, because I feel like I get along with these people. I feel like I can work with these people every single day. and not have any problems. The interview process has been very lengthy. I can say today is actually going to be my third time going back to talk to a manager, and hopefully the outcome is great, and I can continue to push forward and express my ideas and my passion for Apple. Now, I do have lots of Apple products, and I do know a little bit about them. The Apple iPhone is my absolute favorite. It's basically your handheld, I would say it's a handheld life tablet. It does everything you could ask, which is great. This was my first product from Apple, and it just amazed me about the things you can do with it. Even the GPS just on your phone was completely amazing. And this has pushed me to look more and more into each product. After I bought the iPhone, I bought the MacBook Pro. And after I buy the MacBook Pro, I'm looking to buy the iPad. So I feel that the same way that I purchase, you know, Apple products is going to be the same way for most consumers, business owners, the everyday consumer, and so on and so forth. This will conclude my podcast for today. This is my first podcast, and I hope to make more. Please follow me, and we'll get back to you very, very soon. Thanks a lot. It's me signing off.